Unit 4. Urban Legends.
Since the dawn of language, people have told stories. All cultures have collections of tales handed down from generation to generation that are collectively known as folklore. Urban legends are simply contemporary examples of folklore. But what exactly are urban legends? For one thing, despite their name, they do not necessarily concern big cities. A better name for them might be contemporary legends. The name urban legends, which was invented by folklorist Richard Dowson in the 1960s, was first used to distinguish them from legends of an earlier time, which primarily had rural settings. But in some ways, the term urban legend is quite appropriate. Just as many medieval stories were set in forests full of dangers and mysteries, many modern legends take place in big cities. Our cities sometimes seem as frightening as those dark forests did to our ancestors. Urban legends appear spontaneously. They can seldom be traced to a single source. They are spread from individual to individual in conversations or by written means. Because they are passed from one person to another, there are generally many versions of every urban legend. Another common feature of urban legends is that they are always alleged to be true. As unbelievable as they may seem, something about them appears to be true. A storyteller may make them seem more believable by quoting a supposedly trustworthy source. My cousin has this boyfriend who's a police officer, and he told her a story about... Or by giving familiar details. This happened right here in town, right over at the Capitol Hotel on Market Street. As a matter of fact, most urban legends are not true. One internet site that researches urban legends uses a system of colored circles to classify them. A red circle means a story has been proved false. A blue one means it is unverifiable. And a green one means that it is true, or at least mainly true. The red circles far outnumber the blue ones, and there are only a few green ones. However, just because an urban legend is false does not mean that it is a total lie. In fact, many urban legends are based on some kernel of truth. Many urban legends may be considered cautionary tales. They describe the terrible consequences of doing something evil, careless, or just plain stupid. One of the most famous of these cautionary urban legends is the story of the organ thieves. This is a true story. My roommate's sister actually knew the wife of the guy it happened to. He was from right here in Ohio. He went to Las Vegas for a business convention, and one evening he had nothing to do, so he went into the casino and met a beautiful, friendly woman. They had a couple of drinks in the hotel bar. Apparently, she put drugs in his drinks or something because he started to feel funny. She helped him to his room, and then he blacked out. When he came to, he was in a bathtub full of ice, and there was a cellular phone by the bath and a sign that said, "Dial 911 immediately." He did, and an ambulance came to get him. At the hospital, he found out that while he'd been unconscious, a surgery had been performed on him, and one of his kidneys had been taken out. The doctors said they'd treated a number of cases just like his. See, there's this group of criminals who take kidneys and other organs from unwilling donors and then sell them on the black market to rich people who need organ transplants. This gruesome story warns us to beware of friendly strangers and not to drink with just anyone. Absolutely no basis of truth for this story has ever been found, but millions of people have heard it, and at one time it was so widely believed that the police department of Las Vegas actually published an official denial. Although urban legends are typically set in the present time, some of them have quite a long history, such as the classic story of the Vanishing Hitchhiker. Variations of this story about a ghostly hitchhiker have been told for almost as long as there have been automobiles. And similar stories involving horse-drawn carriages were told as long ago as the 18th century. One evening in the spring, a doctor was returning home from working the late shift at a hospital. At a nearby intersection, he was surprised to see an attractive young woman standing beside the road. Though it was a cool night, she wore only a formal gown and carried her sweater over her arm. The kindly doctor stopped and asked her if she wanted a ride. She said yes, and he told her, "The front seat is all cluttered up with my golf bags and so on, but you can ride in back." He asked her what she was doing out there all alone, but she wouldn't tell him. She simply gave him an address in a suburb not far away. When he arrived there, he looked back, but the girl was gone. Only her sweater was there. The doctor was thoroughly confused. How could she have disappeared from the back seat? Nevertheless, he carried the sweater to the door of the house where the girl had told him she lived. A tired, gray-haired woman answered the door. "The most extraordinary thing just happened," the doctor began. The old woman looked at the sweater and said, "Yes, I know, and it's happened 9 times before." "What do you mean?" the doctor asked, more confused than ever. "There was this girl," he continued. "She was standing by the side of the road at an intersection near the hospital, and I gave her a ride, and..." The woman said wearily, "That girl is my daughter. 10 years ago tonight, she was on her way to her prom, and she was in a terrible accident at that intersection where you picked her up. Every year on the anniversary of her death, she appears there, and someone gives her a ride. But she never makes it all the way home." Not all urban legends are morbid or eerie. Some are just amusing. There is one about a man who buys a box of extremely expensive cigars and smokes them all up. Then he files a claim for them with his insurance company, claiming they were destroyed in a fire. Another urban legend involves an animal lover who finds 2 lost cats on the grounds of an abandoned nuclear power plant in Canada. He names them Lost and Found. The man takes them home and cares for them, and in time, Lost and Found have kittens. One of the kittens, named Snowball, grows to an unheard-of size and weight. This story is even accompanied by a photograph picturing the owner and Snowball that proves it is true. The Internet has contributed a great deal to the spread of urban legends. Many are spread today by means of email. With a couple of clicks, a recipient can forward a legend to everyone on his or her address book. These emailed legends, sometimes called netlore or cyber legends, have fewer variations because they are usually sent intact or exactly as they were received. There are also dozens of websites where one can see urban legends analyzed and discussed.
Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circled T or F according to what you hear or remember from the reading. Urban legends.
Since the dawn of language, people have told stories. All cultures have collections of tales handed down from generation to generation that are collectively known as folklore. Urban legends are simply contemporary examples of folklore. But what exactly are urban legends? For one thing, despite their name, they do not necessarily concern big cities. A better name for them might be contemporary legends. The name urban legends, which was invented by folklorist Richard Dowson in the 1960s, was first used to distinguish them from legends of an earlier time, which primarily had rural settings. But in some ways, the term urban legend is quite appropriate. Just as many medieval stories were set in forests full of dangers and mysteries, many modern legends take place in big cities. Our cities sometimes seem as frightening as those dark forests did to our ancestors.
1. An urban legend is one type of contemporary folklore. Two. Richard Dowson first used the term urban legends.
Urban legends appear spontaneously. They can seldom be traced to a single source. They are spread from individual to individual in conversations or by written means. Because they are passed from one person to another, there are generally many versions of every urban legend. Another common feature of urban legends is that they are always alleged to be true. As unbelievable as they may seem, something about them appears to be true. A storyteller may make them seem more believable by quoting a supposedly trustworthy source. My cousin has this boyfriend who's a police officer, and he told her a story about... Or by giving familiar details. This happened right here in town, right over at the Capitol Hotel on Market Street. As a matter of fact, most urban legends are not true. One internet site that researches urban legends uses a system of colored circles to classify them. A red circle means a story has been proved false. A blue one means it is unverifiable, and a green one means that it is true, or at least mainly true. The red circles far outnumber the blue ones, and there are only a few green ones. However, just because an urban legend is false does not mean that it is a total lie. In fact, many urban legends are based on some kernel of truth.
3. Urban legends seldom contain specific or familiar details. Four. According to one website, the vast majority of urban legends are considered unverifiable.
5. Many urban legends may be considered cautionary tales. They describe the terrible consequences of doing something evil, careless, or just plain stupid. One of the most famous of these cautionary urban legends is the story of the organ thieves. This is a true story. My roommate's sister actually knew the wife of the guy it happened to. He was from right here in Ohio. He went to Las Vegas for a business convention, and one evening he had nothing to do, so he went into the casino and met a beautiful, friendly woman. They had a couple of drinks in the hotel bar. Apparently, she put drugs in his drinks or something because he started to feel funny. She helped him to his room, and then he blacked out. When he came to, he was in a bathtub full of ice, and there was a cellular phone by the bath and a sign that said, "Dial 911 immediately." He did, and an ambulance came to get him. At the hospital, he found out that while he'd been unconscious, a surgery had been performed on him, and one of his kidneys had been taken out. The doctors said they'd treated a number of cases just like his. See, there's this group of criminals who take kidneys and other organs from unwilling donors and then sell them on the black market to rich people who need organ transplants. This gruesome story warns us to beware of friendly strangers and not to drink with just anyone. Absolutely no basis of truth for this story has ever been found, but millions of people have heard it. And at one time it was so widely believed that the police department of Las Vegas actually published an official denial.
5. A cautionary story is one that warns of terrible things that can happen to people who are not careful. Six. The doctors in the story, The Organ Thieves, had to remove the man's kidney. 7. Many people have found the story of the organ thieves to be believable.
8. Although urban legends are typically set in the present time, some of them have quite a long history, such as the classic story of the vanishing hitchhiker. Variations of this story about a ghostly hitchhiker have been told for almost as long as there have been automobiles. And similar stories involving horse-drawn carriages were told as long ago as the 18th century. One evening in the spring, a doctor was returning home from working the late shift at a hospital. At a nearby intersection, he was surprised to see an attractive young woman standing beside the road. Though it was a cool night, she wore only a formal gown and carried her sweater over her arm. The kindly doctor stopped and asked her if she wanted a ride. She said yes, and he told her, "The front seat is all cluttered up with my golf bags and so on, but you can ride in back." He asked her what she was doing out there all alone, but she wouldn't tell him. She simply gave him an address in a suburb not far away. When he arrived there, he looked back, but the girl was gone. Only her sweater was there. The doctor was thoroughly confused. How could she have disappeared from the back seat? Nevertheless, he carried the sweater to the door of the house where the girl had told him she lived. A tired, gray-haired woman answered the door. "The most extraordinary thing just happened," the doctor began. The old woman looked at the sweater and said, "Yes, I know, and it's happened 9 times before." "What do you mean?" the doctor asked, more confused than ever. "There was this girl," he continued. "She was standing by the side of the road at an intersection near the hospital, and I gave her a ride, and..." The woman said wearily, "That girl is my daughter. 10 years ago tonight, she was on her way to her prom, and she was in a terrible accident at that intersection where you picked her up. Every year on the anniversary of her death, she appears there, and someone gives her a ride. But she never makes it all the way home."
8. The woman who answers the door in The Vanishing Hitchhiker does not believe the doctor's story. Nine. The doctor in the story of The Vanishing Hitchhiker treated the young girl after her accident.
9. Not all urban legends are morbid or eerie. Some are just amusing. There is one about a man who buys a box of extremely expensive cigars and smokes them all up. Then he files a claim for them with his insurance company, claiming they were destroyed in a fire. Another urban legend involves an animal lover who finds 2 lost cats on the grounds of an abandoned nuclear power plant in Canada. He names them Lost and Found. The man takes them home and cares for them, and in time, Lost and Found have kittens. One of the kittens, named Snowball, grows to an unheard-of size and weight. This story is even accompanied by a photograph picturing the owner and Snowball that proves it is true. The Internet has contributed a great deal to the spread of urban legends. Many are spread today by means of email. With a couple of clicks, a recipient can forward a legend to everyone on his or her address book. These emailed legends, sometimes called netlore or cyber legends, have fewer variations because they are usually sent intact or exactly as they were received. There are also dozens of websites where one can see urban legends analyzed and discussed.
10. One morbid urban legend described in the reading is about a man whose cigars are destroyed when his house burns down. The author does not seem to believe that the photograph of the man holding Snowball proves that this is a true story. 12. People who send urban legends by email generally rewrite the stories before sending them to their friends.